going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 Tua.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Dolphins, it is draft night. They pick number 13 tonight. I saw on ESPN, Leroy, they're saying the Broncos at 20 are fielding calls. Who's not fielding calls right now?
Yeah, you saw that? You saw that one. Here's, where the Broncos called the Dolphins for a trade to move up to 13 so that they can select the tight end from Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people like him. But see, that's the thing. Everybody says it's a really good tight end draft.
It is.
It's a good tight end draft. It's like it's really good at the positions that aren't necessarily like the glamour positions. Fix your camera, Leroy. But... yeah, people are saying that he's good, Leroy.
He's good.
He's good.
Well, and what gets lost is between him and Tyler Warren, like the thing they have over OG's son and Jason Taylor's son, they're 260.
Sheesh.
And can run.
Moose.
These guys are like 235, 240, so they're more like
they're legit
slot receivers.
Yeah, but dude, if you're 240 and you're 6'5", you're a big boy.
Not really. Not on the end of the line of scrimmage if you think of, you know, what teams want right
that
now.
That need a block. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you're talking about 260, 270.
That's
you're
more.
Talking about Gronk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right. No, you're right.
So yeah, that's – I think that's part of why – because I think it's either Jason or OG's kid ran a 4.5, 4.4.
Sheesh.
So it could run – but then what happens is when you start doing testing and you start working out for teams, they look at you and they want to see, okay, how crisp is this route running? How? Because if you run great routes, then we can almost use you as a glorified wide receiver, right? And go that route. But if because you're only playing against linebackers and you just out-athletic them, the technical aspect of it is not quite there. So I don't know what it is, but we were talking about OG and it's like, whoa, they're going to be, you know, and now they're talking like third or fourth round. Second or third round. I was like, wow, I didn't see this.
I tell you another thing that was interesting, too, is like all the Canes, you know, and I'm just going based on like the end, that, you know, there's not many full mock drafts, but a lot of the Canes, they got them like fifth, sixth rounders. Like I'm talking the Restrepos, the Martinezes, the Jalen Rivers of the world. And I'm like, man, all the talk, because I feel like those guys are better than that, but all the talk, because they had the number one offense in the league last year, like,
right?
You know, in the country last year. And, you know, they're talking about all these guys like six rounders. I'm like, well, then which one is it? Because people are telling me Cam Ward's not that great a quarterback, right? Like, he wouldn't be number one. I know he's going number one, but people are like, well, he would have been sixth last year. And I'm trying to think, like, wait a minute. So you're telling me this guy did this with basically all late round picks, put up those numbers, and you don't think the guy's like the truth? I don't really understand. It doesn't seem to compute. Like, Shedeur Sanders, one thing, like, you got the number two player on your, you know, the number two draft pick, probably the number one player in the world on your team, where Cam Ward is playing with all these fifth, sixth rounds. So either people are really undervaluing the Canes guys, or it's just not computing with how they're looked upon Cam Ward as, like, well, he's just the first overall guy because that's all they got.
Toby, they need something to talk about.
I don't, like, everybody has. So I would say this. Everybody has what they like and what they like from certain teams, mm-hmm. right? So if I say to you, offensive line, what schools are you thinking of?
Wisconsin.
Big Ten.
Big Ten.
Right.
Just
so
say Big Ten.
There was a point in time where if you said linebacker or tight end, it was the U.
Mm-hmm. Still is.
So when you go a number of years without having any players, you know, actually come out that, you know, are highly rated players, then that tends to slow it down. But, like, yeah, when you think about offensive line, when you think about running backs, the reason why people want running backs from the Big Ten or the SEC, because they know the level of competition that these guys are playing against.
I get it, but, like, it wasn't the issue on offense last year. Like, for the Canes, we all saw that was, like, if that would have gotten in the playoffs, that was a playoff-worthy offense. And, yeah, and I think the skill guys, the guys go with that.
The guys up front aren't up yet.
Rivers is.
And where they got him?
Sixth round?
I mean, like, they doing film.
Restrepo, sixth round?
Well, he ran a bad.
I know he ran a bad 40.
Okay, you can't get mad at the people.
He's a record holder, dude.
So what? What do you mean, so what?
Tobin.
So what?
Tobin.
Sixth round? Who? Wait. Who's thrown for more yards in college football?
Ever?
Ever.
Was it Detmer? A Detmer? No.
Don't look at me like that.
It's some intangible.
Right. And where is he now? Coaching.
Intangible. What intangibles do, coach?
Right.
Who was it?
I'm just saying.
You,
like,
can't coach Hart.
Huh?
You can't coach Hart.
You can't. You can't coach speed either.
Dude, he's got hands. Hands for days. He's a football player.
Oh, dude, let me explain something.
Wait a minute. That's your theory?
Hey, you know what I do when he says dumb stuff like
minus
this?
Minus one.
Here's what I think. What would the team that Tobin drafted look like?
That's not fair.
Right?
That's
whoa,
not fair.
Whoa. Do we have time?
Because you want to see it.
Do we have time?
Well, who do I get to pick from?
Here.
What pick do we give him and what team? Oh, we give him the Dolphins and we move up the Dolphins a little bit?
I'm being responsible with the Dolphins this year.
You know what, Tobin? Dolphins. We give you the Dolphins. We give him the Dolphins, but he has the 13th pick. I just want to see what would Tobin do because guess what? They know there's players that Tobin would want that's going to go high, so he's going to make a crazy trade.
You know what he is?
He's going to do a crazy trade.
He's a reacher.
Yes. I'm not a reacher.
Jack Reacher.
I'm not Jack Reacher. I'm telling you.
When it comes to the draft, Jack Reacher. You know why? Because if you like somebody.
You don't think Xavier Rochambeau can play in the league?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
RVA Richie said they missed a stat. Goosey's wasn't measured. Restrepo would be a blue chip. That would be Tobin.
He came up with such stones catches.
Yes,
last year.
So did everybody in the draft.
No, not like this.
Think about this. We firsthand witnessed what little OG could do, and what Jason Taylor's son could do.
Sure.
And look at where they're projected.
They're like second, third.
Right. Now, in the NFL, how you think they're viewing those two guys over Restrepo, slot receiver?
Respectfully.
Okay.
Okay, we're talking about the Miami Hurricanes, all-time leading receiver.
So what?
Dude, come on.
Where's your all-time leading rusher?
He had a cup of coffee.
Let me ask
you a question. Yeah, a cup of coffee.
He had a cup of coffee.
So not even
a
coffee.
He was around.
What does that mean?
He had a cup of Propel water. Wait. That's what he had, okay? Now listen.
The leading rusher in Michigan history.
You?
Who's that?
I think it's Jamie Morris.
Okay.
Close.
Oh, is it Hart?
It changed. Like, it's Hart now. It might be Hart.
Yeah, he didn't go nowhere.
Where is he?
I think he's the running back coach for Michigan.
Right. I think I might be 137th on the list of running backs.
Legend. And you're more of a legend.
And guess what that meant?
Come on.
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm like, what are you talking about? This isn't like the early 2000s when you had a whole stable of running backs that went first round. This is not when all the receivers were coming out, all of the athletes. This isn't that.
Yeah. The way
you bring to the table. They said, okay, everybody, I want everybody to bring their best players and present them to the NFL. Look at Michigan. Look at they got two or three guys going the first round. You go to Alabama. You go to all these other teams.
But that's my point.
But here's what you're bringing. Cam Ward and Restrepo?
No, but
Restrepo was great.
Here's the thing.
Okay, he was his favorite. I get it. Elijah Arroyo's going to go. He's going to be the second cane taken, right? He's got the measurables, all right? He looks like a stud.
He's good.
Who? He is good.
Who?
Elijah Arroyo from Kansas last year, right? But the guy that you need with the stones on the line, Restrepo, dude.
Can I just tell you, grit and stones get drafted in the fifth and sixth round.
I don't like that, though. I don't like that.
Hey, grit. You know what they want to see to
talent.
Go in the first and second
and
third
talent.
Round? Speed.
Your boy Van Ginkle. What was Van Ginkle? Was he fifth?
Yeah.
Stones.
Okay, yeah.
Motor.
And guess what? Those guys have to be put in the right position or selected by the right team to utilize those grits and stones for them to be effective.
Dude,
the thing. No. Because the way you're talking to him.
He said those grits and stones.
The grit and stones.
What we eat with them grits?
You know, grit and stones. I don't know. But here's the thing. You're talking – Leroy answered it. Because those guys played in the Big Ten and the SEC where all these scouts and evaluators think that if you can succeed in those conferences, you can play in the next level. That's the thinking. And the way you're going, Tobin, you're acting like he's the greatest receiver to come out of UM's
history. He's not the greatest, but he's one of the greatest receivers.
Wait. Don't
it's not debatable.
Numbers with talent. Because Duke Johnson, Duke Johnson has the most rushing yards and Restrepo has the most receiving yards because they played the most. These other great players that came here were 1 year, done.
But I don't look at him as a compiler. Like, it's not like he was just out there compiling. Like, he was
okay.
He was a game breaker for the Canes.
I can go.
I understand.
I'm not a Canes fan, right? You know, I've gone to games and I had season tickets, but I'm saying as far as, you know, I'm a Michigan fan.
Mm-hmm.
But just off the top of my head, I can go five receivers before I would even think about
Restrepo. Okay, so let me get this straight. Cam Ward would have been sixth quarterback taken last year.
Yep.
He led the country in everything.
Yep.
and his number one receiver is a barely an NFL draftee?
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Dims the brakes.
How does that make sense, though?
That's how it works.
It doesn't make sense.
That's how it works.
But it doesn't make sense. You understand the illogic of that?
I give you another perfect example.
You're telling me he basically took a bunch of dudes
here
as far as he did.
I give you a perfect example. Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss. Everybody said, is it Dante or it's Randy? Is it Dante or it's Randy? Who did they keep?
They kept Randy. No, they kept Dante.
They kept Dante. Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, yeah, like, no, dude, what are you doing?
Just a 40? We're killing him over a 40?
Yes!
He had a bad hammy.
You know why?
He had a bad hammy.
You know why? Because 4'6", you know, to get, this is how you look getting off the line of scrimmage. Did somebody put...
I think it was a 4'8".
Huh?
I think it was a 4'8".
You know what? You know...
Wait, he ran a 4'8"?
Wait, he had a bad hammy. Hey, Vlad, you know what they're going to be singing in the first film study after the first practice,
mm-hmm.
him dealing with athletes on the other side of the ball. Jam.
Oh, jam.
Whatever happened to it? That's track stuff. That's not a football player. He's a football player. Whatever happened to that?
That don't look like football speed.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
Normally, I would say certain measurables don't matter, right? Some of the greatest receivers to ever play the game, some of the greatest running backs to ever play the game weren't known as burners. Jerry Rice was not a burner, okay? And so, but they also had size, they were very technical, they had other attributes that made them successful over the course of their career. And they played on the outside. All right? If you're going to play in the slot, you got to be quick as a water bug. You got to have some acceleration because now all these guys do is run crossing routes to be able to separate. And when you watch that and then you say, oh, we might consider this guy, and then he runs a 4.8.
Pat Hammy.
Dude.
Some people are scared to run the 40.
Can I just say this?
No stones for participation?
I pulled my hammy on my workout.
Mm-hmm.
Still ran 4.6.
All right, maybe it was a worse tear. No. Or a pull.
I have a hole in my leg, dude.
I know.
They said Restrepo's as slow as Tobin's metabolism.
Damn you, Schmeathen.
But I'm just like, why? Like, there's certain things that speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
With Restrepo, his ability to make plays, his ability to catch the ball, all these things are great.
Caught a ball from his ass.
But let me put this caveat in there. How many guys did he play against are playing on Sunday?
I don't know. It's not like he plays in the Sun Belt.
The ACC?
What? Isn't their quarterback, the Louisville quarterback might go in the top 15?
Who?
Shaw. I don't know. Tyler Shaw, I think it's how you say it. I don't know how to say it.
It's Shaw.
Shaw. Tangibles.
Yeah, but he got a hose.
Whatever. He's like 60.
But there's something, again, if I draft him, there is something I can hang my hat on. What can I hang my hat on with? Restrepo.
Hands.
I mean, hands don't matter if your ass ain't never getting
open. He's going to get out. He's going to get open.
You're making an assumption. Are you ready to make an assumption with a franchise?
For this fourth round?
Are you ready to make that assumption? Here.
I would love if Xavier Restrepo was on the Dolphins.
The other thing about Cam Ward is this.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, there are going to be teams that reach – or go out of their way to get a quarterback because they need one, right? He is the best of this class. It doesn't mean that if he was in another draft, he'd still be the top pick. It just means that this year, he is by far the best that's available at that position. Sometimes they don't work out. Sometimes the best available player at that position isn't any good. I mean, think about this. I was the 10th or 11th running back taken. And of all those guys drafted before me, there was only one that played longer than me. Mm-hmm. You know who that was? Emmitt Smith. That's it. So, like, yeah, everybody always said about that. Oh, this guy's this, this guy's that, this guy's this. Cleveland said, but nobody can tackle him. That's what we want on our team.
16 yards of reception last year, Leroy.
That's great. That's great. Name one other NFL player he played against across from.
I don't know. What are you doing to me?
I'm just telling
what
you.
What are you doing to me?
That's how they look at these things.
That Tet McMillan, he played in what, the Pac, whatever the hell they play in now. Where does Arizona play?
Big 12.
They play in the Big 12? What the hell is the Big 12 these days?
An offensive.
A great conference that has,
is it?
That produces a lot of talent.
Yeah.
The Big 12, where everybody's hightailing it out of there?
Hey, man. The Heisman Trophy winner was there.
He averaged more yards per catch than McMillan. McMillan might go top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go. Oh, okay. What is his
40? Just because
he's. Wait.
I don't want to know what his 40 is.
Got him.
You don't need to talk about that.
No. What was his 40?
Faster than 4.8.
What was his 40?
I don't need to talk about
that. No. What was his 40?
I know his 40. I'll tell you. It was. You want to know?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Say it.
4.4.
Yeah.
4.4.
4.45.
4.45. Which, do you know in 40 yards how far 4.4 is from 4.8?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
He had a bad hammy.
That's damn near beating another man by 5 to 10 yards.
He had a bad hamstring.
40 yards.
Wow, that 0.4 seconds.
0.4, 0.5. Yes. Dude, think about this. When they run 100 and they just far away,
mm-hmm.
that's like hundreds.
You're right, yeah.
So imagine if that was a tenth of a second. There's a measurement you can. Are you kidding me?
And he's 6'5", too.
And he's 6'5".
I understand.
He's not a guard.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Our gnome?
Listen, that's not true.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
5'10".
Who, okay. McMillan?
No, Xavier.
Oh.
It's not 5'5".
It's Nomi.
It's a guard gnome when you run 4'8".
It's Nomi.
Listen,
Tyreek Hill's 5'7"? 5'8"?
I think he's like 5'9".
5'9"? But he runs a 4'0". What are you doing?
Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Everybody knows this right here. Your mother, your father, Look your down. Sister, your brother.
Take it back,
All
right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Want to let you guys know about Whiskey Stars and Cigars, which is back at you on May 9th, Friday, May 9th. If you guys want to come join us at Tabacon at Plantation Walk to talk sports unfiltered with the WQM on-air staff, enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate, you guys can do so. It's free, but space is limited. You guys have to RSVP. WQAM.com is how you guys can do that. So check that on out. We'd love to have you come join us at the event. We had a great time last time it was there. It's presented by Admore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit my line, edmoresawgrass.com. Tommy, Tobin is here today. We were watching during the break a...
Brandon.
Are you switching the Leroy bit on me?
Can I?
Yeah, actually, I don't know where he is. So if you want to do go ahead.
Leroy.
Where is he? He's hobnobbing again. I don't know where he went. I don't know where Leroy is. That's a good question. But we were watching during the break. We were watching an iguana eat bugs because you were wondering if iguanas eat ants.
Yeah.
What do you would you want? Like, you had a pet iguana, would you feed it bugs?
Probably plants, because it says it eat plants more.
I had a pet iguana. His name was Spike, and
that's a lie. You never had a pet iguana.
I swear to God, I had a pet iguana.
Your son is calling you out.
I swear to God, I had.
You were capping.
I was your. I'm telling you right now. Look at me. Look at me.
Val, back me up here. Do you think Brandon had a pet iguana?
Refer to me as dad. And second of all,
I love
I did have a pet iguana. His name was Spike.
I don't believe you.
I will call up.
Go call your mom.
You I will. Brandon.
I will. Go call grandma.
It was with grandma. It was Grandpa Mike. We had an iguana. His name was Spike.
Then go ask him.
I will. I'll call during the break. We can call him and you can ask him about Spike. I swear to God. But we fed him kiwis. I did have a pet chinchilla, though. You've asked grandma about that.
Yes. You have a pet chinchilla, but I don't believe you about the iguana.
I swear to God.
I do not believe you in that.
I had a pet iguana. You were yesterday at a kangaroo farm, or 2 days ago you were at a kangaroo farm?
Oh, Leroy's here. Yo, hey, Leroy, you're late again.
Schmeathen is hitting nails.
Hey, Leroy, it's time for it. It's Leroy.
Leroy.
He doesn't believe that I had a pet iguana as a child.
Did he have a pet iguana?
Hold on, Leroy.
Do you believe that he had a pet iguana?
Leroy, I got to give you everything from what you've missed.
Do you?
I know he plays with him.
First of all.
Do you try to catch him too, Tommy?
Yeah.
Leroy.
Yeah, but
no.
I always mess up.
Leroy. Huh. Tommy.
Hey,
Tommy called his daddy by his first name. The way Darius, like Shmita said, Darius calling, Garland called out Tyler Hero.
He did. What was his name? What'd you say his name was?
Who?
The pet iguana. He said that.
His name was Spike.
Spike. Yeah, he did say he had one.
Well, Tommy doesn't believe him.
Yeah, you guys are just.
Why would I make that up?
No.
You're backing him.
He's always told the story about the pet iguana.
Why would I make that up?
He said he don't believe you. You need more people.
Because it's weird. And first of all, why would you have? Why would you want a filthy iguana in the house?
Well, he wasn't filthy. He was lovely, and he had.
Why
his
you
own,
cleaned him?
He had
did
his
you
own.
Did you put chain on him or something?
No.
You washed him.
But the
you
reason I had to get rid of him, the reason I had to get rid of him, or my dad got rid of him, is because
he's not real.
You had an imaginary.
I swear to God.
Tommy.
Oh my God. All right, get out of here, you. We gotta do a commercial. But I don't like that you don't believe me. You usually always believe me.
I don't believe you, Brandon.
That's a lie, first of all.
Called his dad Brandon. That was funny.
Man. I never believe you. I'm superstitious.
What? You mean skeptical?
Yes. All right. About you.
Oh. Whoa. I don't like the way this is going, huh?
Yep.
Leroy, when you need your dry cleaning taken care of, who was the person to go to on that?
I'm going to A&T Dry Cleaners, and I'm calling Ira at 954-610-9383.
Oh, he is the best, and he's going to take care of our audience. You know, Ira, he wants to take care of the Silly Sauce crew. So if you guys go into A&T Dry Cleaners and you mention Tobin and Leroy, you're going to get 25% off your order. And they're going to take care of everything for you, all right? If you need a same-day sewing situation, you got some kind of emergency, they got a seamstress on site, they can take care of that for you. You're too busy to get on over to the location, they will pick up your order. They will drop it off, Leroy. Got a lot of big-time events around the spring. It is prom season.
Prom season.
Graduation.
Graduation.
You want your cap and gown steamed, looking nice for the time you make that walk. Hey, listen. Took you 4 years or whatever it took you to get there across the stage. You want to be looking right on graduation day.
Weddings. You know that tux don't fit no more. Go let Ira take care of it.
That's right. So go on over there to A&T Dry Cleaners. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. The number, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. 40-plus years, family-owned and run, A&T Dry Cleaners. Once you guys use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to the mixed bag. So there's a story out there today, Leroy, in regards to Jalen Ramsey, who, of course, the Dolphins and him, they don't want to be together anymore.
Why?
Well, according to Armando Salguero, of course, a longtime Miami Dolphins columnist, he's saying that the original reason that he's on the market in the first place is because the Dolphins asked him to take a pay cut.
Oh, I can see that.
This is what his blurb is from Outkick.com. It says, the Dolphins made it very clear last week they're trying to trade Jalen Ramsey. They leaked it first, and hours later, Chris Greer confirmed it. And between the Dolphins and Ramsey's camp, the teams that have been contacted are most of the league. Ramsey wants to be on a winner. The Dolphins have talked to the Rams, Falcons, Lions, Commanders, Eagles, and others. The problem here is not draft compensation. If Ramsey is traded, he may go for a fifth or thereabouts. The issue is the $25.2 million Miami would have to swallow in dead cap if the trade happens before June 1st. So, any team wanting to make the trade now may be asked to provide the Dolphins with some cap relief on that number. A post-June 1st trade would result in nearly $10 million in cap savings for the Dolphins, but obviously finding a trade partner may be tougher than doing it now because obviously it's post-draft.
Mm-hmm.
One way the trade doesn't happen at all, Ramsey takes a pay cut from Miami, one NFL source said. It's the reason that he's on the market in the first place, which is odd because the Dolphins gave him a raise just prior to last season.
Right.
So we are here because they tried to do the old Liam Neeson pay cut. No.
I think the problem here is they probably should have did this last year and not given him an extension if that's the route they were going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't come back a year later and ask him to take a pay cut. There's certain guys you can do that with.
They did it with Chubb. Chubb was hurt, though.
Chubb was hurt. Chubb lucky Jalen to Ramsey. Get any check.
Jalen Ramsey.
No, seriously.
I got you.
The way football works now, right? Soon as you get hurt after signing a big contract and you don't give us nothing, you got to give some of that back. Because we had to go out and spend money to replace you. It is pretty amazing they're doing this with a guy who played.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially a guy who, does not like. I know no player wants his money taken care of, but not every.
They don't remember his history.
Not everybody showed
up. Didn't he drive up with a Brinks truck?
Sure did.
Okay.
Sure did.
So I would say this. The problem is not that they gave him the money. Okay. I can understand that. Sometimes you do stuff like that to create more cap space, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You give a guy an extension, give him more money up front, and it stretches it out. So you get a couple of $2-4 million here and there. However, I would say you have to be able to see in the future how this could possibly play out in the future. Knowing that if I give Jalen Ramsey an extension, I'm basically saying he's going to be with us for a couple of years.
Right.
Because I know the Jalen Ramsey situation. Not mad at him. You just are aware of who you're dealing with. The fact that they would even suggest to him that we are going to come back after a year later. You set yourself up for this.
Yeah, it ain't even kick in yet.
Right.
It's going to kick in this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, the new calendar year was last month.
Damn. You have a lot of situations on this team where financially and contractually you have put yourself in a bunch of no-win situations, right? And this is the cost of doing business with veterans.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is they went to this because, look, the Dolphins are kind of up it with not having a ways to create too much flexibility. The way that they could, that they're definitely not doing because I think they're scared to, is to adjust to his contract. They don't want to do that because they don't want to be tied to him longer. Or at least they're scared to be because obviously he gets hurt.
Right.
He got hurt last year and it was the thing that those who said not to pay him were scared of. And so now it seems like the Dolphins are not pulling that grenade to make them have more cap space.
Right.
So the only other place you can go to are to go to veterans and be like,
Right.
And Jalen Ramsey's like,
no, he has every right to do that.
I didn't miss no games.
Right. You know, listen, a team can go to a player and demand anything as far as that contract is concerned. You can say no. And the ramifications of that are, we're going to trade you or cut you, and you're still going to get some of that money anyway.
Yeah, but you think like Ramsey's stupid? He's like, okay, where are you going to trade me to? Like, it's again, not easy to move a $25 million hit to anybody.
Right.
You know, and so you're going to, or you're going to take that hit and you need to get cap relief. Like, that's what you're going to get in right. the fifth rounder.
Right.
So, I don't know, man.
It's, but again, my issue with all of this is not that the Dolphins are trying to do what they're trying to do or Jalen Ramsey is doing what he's doing. The problem is you have too many situations like this that you put yourself in without having a successful team. Right? These are situations that present themselves for Super Bowl champs, for people that make extended runs in the playoffs. You pay these guys, you start winning, right? Then you have some young guys going, and then you try to work something out because you know the guy wants to be on a winner.
So then you hated what Chris said last week when posed that question, and he was like, those guys earn the extensions.
Mm-hmm.
But then if
they didn't earn it,
but if they earned it, how are you starting to take their money away from them? Like that's the craziness.
But at some point, you can't give in to the complaining about contracts. Right?
You
because
can't, but they
what
did
has
last
happened
year.
Is, and the way I look at it is, I lost Van Ginkle and Christian Wilkins for two veterans, and now you're trying to get some of that money back. Which I would have rather had Christian Wilkins for the long term, had Van Ginkle for the long term, right? And that $30 million you spend a year.
The Ramsey one was always the strange one, though, because, like, respectfully to Jalen Ramsey, like, he missed a quarter of the season the year beforehand. Right. Like, Tyreek Hill having to get a new deal? I understand. He broke the franchise record. He was the number one player in the NFL. I think Tyreek Hill getting a bump. Okay. Yeah. Especially you're gonna pay Jalen Waddle. You didn't want any wide receiver drama.
Right.
Ramsey did come early though from a significant injury.
I get you.
And he played well.
He played well, but he still was on the first year, just got traded here. And he just got back.
Here's the other thing. And let me explain this to you. A lot of times these guys get traded because the other team won't pay them. And then you go to the new team and they say, we'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it right now. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of that too. There's a lot of that wink, wink that you have to honor, you know. So let's not just totally just, you know, say, oh, he went and asked for more money.
I'm not blaming Jalen Ramsey for getting more money. Like, look, this league is cutthroat. Get your money when you can get your money. It's
absolutely
just out of the situations of everybody they paid last year, he was the least obvious of like
but
why you had to sweeten the pot on him was a little bit like, I know he was less public about it than other guys were, and certainly was everybody was less public than the Tua mess with last year's negotiations. Mm-hmm. But that one, to me, I was just like, all right, well, it's not like it was his greatest year ever. Like, Tyreek Hill had the best year of his career.
Right.
I understand wanting to get mm-hmm. you're going to get, especially when the other wide receiver is about to get paid.
Mm-hmm. I just think that this is self-inflicted wounds, right? You paid out a boatload of money for a handful of players that were either hurt or the team didn't benefit from for whatever reason, right? And now you're trying to take those same egos, bring them to a room and say, give me some money back because we haven't been as good. And I would say that this is kind of what you signed up for when you did this. And you got to deal with it. Because me personally, at some point, you have to have young talent on your team. It does one of two things. Every single player you have on your team, because they're a vet, is asking you for more money.
Yep.
That can't be good. You got to have some cheap labor. You have to.
We'll take a...
That was very That's very 45 of you.
That's what it is.
You have to have cheap labor.
That's what it is.
Take a break. Back after this.
Midday Sports and Silly Sauce with Tobin and Leroy starting at 10 weekday mornings. Heat, Panthers, Dolphins, Canes, and more. Tobin and Leroy with Marcos and Chafik on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Football coverage on WQAM is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro.